Welcome to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I'm your host, Florida native and real estate ninja, Donnie Hathaway. You know, I started this podcast because I'm extremely passionate about connecting you with the people and the local businesses that make Palm Harbor so special. Palm Harbor, Florida is a great place to live, work, and play. It has everything you could dream of, from the food, the outdoors, the lifestyle, to the people in the community. I wanted to create a podcast that connected the community and inspired everyone to live better. To join this community and stay up to date on all things Palm Harbor, visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com and sign up there to join the locals. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local. All right, so in today's podcast, we have Andrea Lopez and Carly Bird with the Athletic Society. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, of course. So you guys are new in business, just a couple of months, correct?
Yes.
We're brand spanking new.
Nice. Just getting your feet wet, figuring things out.
Yes.
So talk to us about what you guys do, what the Athletic Society is all about.
Yeah, so we are a private training studio. So unlike your typical gym where you have a membership and you can come in whenever, we are by appointment only. We work individually with clients on goals. We also have group fitness classes. We also have recovery sessions, assisted stretch sessions, and things like that. So a well-rounded amount of services. You know, Andrea, she specializes in Zumba and different types of dance.
Yeah, so that's fun. We have a lot to offer. We also do kickboxing classes.
Oh, cool.
I also do that. So it's all a part of,
We move, groove, and improve.
Yes, that's our slogan.
Nice.
Move, groove, and improve.
I like it. That's what it's about, right? Like there's so many different ways, different avenues for fitness, you know, like what you guys offer, right? And then there's more on top of that. So it's just finding kind of your, whatever it is, your groove is to you know, figure out and move and be healthy.
Exactly.
How did you guys, tell me about your background. Like, how did you guys get into fitness? And then like, what led you to starting a business?
So for myself, I had been pretty overweight a good majority of my life. I went through like a 65-pound weight loss by myself. And once I kind of realized I could do that, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to help everybody do this,
you know,
because I remember what a mountain it felt like before. And then being able to overcome that was like, wow. So I got certified.
Okay.
And then now we're 7 years down the road. In that time period, I've worked for a handful of different gyms. I've managed different gyms. I've become a bodybuilding athlete. I'm a nationally qualified bodybuilding athlete, hoping to go pro at the end of the year.
Cool.
So I've been able to really, you know, reach my dreams, you know, things that I never thought I could do. You know, here I am bumping it out one by one. And now really opening a studio of my own is like, oh my God, it's like a mind blowing, you know, feeling.
You know?
So to be able to partner with someone who I'm really close with and trust a lot, you know, to create our vision is
It's amazing.
Been rewarding.
Yeah.
Really rewarding.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? Because your fitness background is so different.
So, long story short, I was working at a gym that she was a member of, and she comes up to me and she's like, you're going to be my trainer. You're going to make me look, you know, just as good as you, you know, we're going to do this. And so we hit it off real quick. You know, we started busting out goals together, her conquering her fitness stuff. And then that grew into a great friendship, and she's very passionate about fitness. So we decided to take the plunge together. It was our turn. You know?
Yeah. Everything was lined up perfectly.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so you guys met like what, about 7 years ago or?
No, actually,
I'm pretty
years,
new
roughly.
To, I've been in Florida 5 years, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm from Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I love Florida, never going back. This is amazing. And I'm like in paradise. Tarpon Springs is such a cute spot. So,
yeah. Really cool.
Yeah. So I started also 7 years ago. I started off at LA Fitness. I was just doing boot camps there, was a trainer.
Okay.
My love for fitness came for, it was just my escape. So that was just always like where I went to. I just felt like it was my home for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was just became my passion. I was dancing since I was five. My mom put me in every class possible
you
can think of. And so I've just that fitness and dance have just always been a big part of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, moving down to Florida, now being in Tarpon Springs, I, you know, was trying to like come back to it. And Carly brought that back real quick. Oof. And yeah, and it's just my passion. It's just what makes me happy. It's so good to wake up in the morning and do what you love.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's a game changer. Like once you kind of figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Some people figure it out sooner than others. And, but it, you know, as long as you're still hunting and trying to figure that out, that's pretty cool. So you both got into fitness and like training like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
I feel like the cards kind of, you know, got handed perfectly for us to meet, you know, and be able to combine talents and,
yeah.
you know, reignite each other's passion for what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you were a trainer at the like when you met her, right? But you were just looking for
no. I was working for Eat Local Florida, so it was just I was totally okay. different. I was eating every single day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
If my job was to go into it was the best
like
job
good
in
food,
the world.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a foodie. Oh, yes, I'm such a foodie. So I transitioned. Yeah, so I was into marketing, working for an amazing company.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But, you know, things pass on and I was just like, it's time to get back into what I love. Yeah. So I love fitness. I love training. So I do my Zumba class. I'm like, let's go, girls. Like it's a party.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And being able to help others, especially in our little community, Tarpon Springs, it's not that little, but you know, it's so tight and needy. I feel so like blessed to be living here. So.
Yeah. And what, like what you guys are building at your gym too, is like, that's a little community in itself, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's so sweet just seeing it grow. It's grown.
Friendships kind of bud, you know, and people be able to support each other, you know, it's really, really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, what led you guys to Tarpon Springs? Like, why did you pick that location? And then what has the journey been like? You guys don't have any background in business before, right? Like this is your first business.
Yes, this is our baby.
Yeah.
So,
tell me about like picking the location and just like that journey of like, okay, we're going to start the business. What are the next steps?
Yeah. So I actually was born and raised in Tarpon Springs.
Oh, cool.
And my childhood house is not even 2 minutes from our location.
Wow.
So,
that's pretty cool.
You know, it was really cool to be able to open a business in my hometown, you know, to be able to directly impact the community that helped me kind of become who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my high school is like right down the road. Like, it's kind of cool to do that. But as far as like nailing down the location,
Oof.
She had a huge part in that. She was like, that's where my dry cleaner is. She's
yeah.
like, go find the landlord right now. And I mean, she really got the ball rolling.
I think in like 2 days, I was like, wait, you like that spot? I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
It was very quick. It was like, we started Googling, you know, different locations. You know, we decided we wanted to be local. You know, we both live near Tarpon, mm-hmm. you know, so we wanted mm-hmm. to stay close. And it worked out really well
yeah,
for us.
It's, I love not having to, you know, it's just a perfect location. You know?
Yeah.
It's so close.
And you guys both live in Tarpon, right? So the drive is
I'm like, I can bike to work.
Yeah,
it's like
awesome.
The best feeling in the world.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Especially on like the cool mornings when it's nice out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And a lot of our members and clients are really
they all kind of just walk. You know,
area.
They can all walk.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so cool to have a place where, you know, people can just walk
pop in. We have community walking groups.
And our whole
groups.
Plaza is amazing. So, you know, we have the nail ladies who the nail and spa.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Palm Springs Forest. Most of those businesses have been around
for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they've been in that plaza for.
Wow.
Yeah. So
and they've been welcoming.
Yeah.
So
they've been so,
welcoming.
So nice. They even water our plants.
They do. Our florist friend does.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome. So, yeah. I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. I mean, we started demo immediately right after signing the lease and
we
did a lot of the work. Her dad, me and my husband. And then a couple of our friends, I mean, we got down and dirty. We did floors.
We ripped up carpet. We took down walls.
We put a window in. I mean,
did you guys have the vision for the space before you got into it?
We had a couple images. We had a couple of like, we wanted some space for dance, right? And we wanted space for like, so you can slam some weights. So we knew that was what we're going to
make. Which is like an interesting combination to have in a small gym, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like,
we call it the yin and yang.
Yes,
you know?
We are definitely.
But it's good because, you know, we wanted something aesthetically pleasing, kind of modern, really clean.
We have a green wall. It's very beautiful.
So, you know, people walk in and they're like, you know, it's just all about focus. You feel comfortable. You feel confident. You just feel ready to work. You know, you're not distracted, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. What was the process like of like starting the business? Like, did you guys, were there any like challenging pieces to finding the location? I mean, it sounds like that was, you know, you kind of picked that spot, but just getting up and running.
I mean, it seemed like it went really fast for us. I know that people say it's fairly difficult, and I'm sure in some aspects it can be, but
we had a pretty clear vision. Once
we got the advice we needed, the steps we knew we needed to take, I mean, we just banged it out one by one.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of obstacles to face, though.
Yeah.
So
we've learned a lot
every day.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the thing that might have taken the longest was just, you know, getting the system kind of set up, all the back end stuff, you know, so that we can have the schedule available,
the system. It's our
app available. We're on the Mind Body app. If you search the Athletic Society, you can find us there. You can book on there. So a lot of that stuff took a good amount of time putting everything in.
Did you guys have any experience with any of that before? Or like,
I did, you know, managing previous gyms. I'm really familiar with some of those systems, operating software. So I feel lucky in that regard that I'm able to kind of share that with her so that we're not just both blindly going through
it. Let's try this and see if it works,
So it's nice to have some background in it at least, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of starting a business, right? Like just the back end setup is a lot, especially now with technology. Like there's so many different apps and programs and software. Yeah.
And to put it on the website and make sure it's integrated, you know, all those things.
And then marketing on top of all that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, we've become graphic designers. And
I know. It's been awesome.
It's
been great.
Thankful for her marketing background. She brings a lot to the table in that regard. She's really helped with that. We've grown our social media pretty decently.
Pretty decently.
You know, we're on Facebook and Instagram, you know, and that's the following's almost around 200. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's good.
It's not bad.
What are you guys doing to market your business and try to just get the word out? What's up, Palm Harbor? It's your host, Donnie Hathaway. If you are looking to stay up to date with all things Palm Harbor, then visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com. Super simple. You can sign up there, join the locals, where I'll be sharing more information on local events, local history, and what's happening in Palm Harbor. You know, I really want to create and add more value to you as a listener for spending your valuable time tuning into my podcast. So join me there, keep listening, and remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local.
A few different things. Obviously, word of mouth in our industry is huge. Yeah. You know, if you do a good job with somebody, they'll likely tell more people who tell more people. Yeah, so that's always big. But we like going into different businesses, you know, popping in and saying hello, you know, offering free class passes. And, you know, like right now we're with the Ape Sanctuary in Tarpon Springs. You know, we've chosen them as our charity of choice for this month. We do a charity boot camp every Saturday
at Weaver Park in Dunedin.
At 9:30.
Donation based,
and those donations go to the charity of choice. So month one was the Kimberly Home Center. Mm-hmm. They help women, kids, children, families. So we raised $150 for them, which was really cool.
Yeah.
This past month for March, we're the Apes. We raised $125 for them.
And get this, they'll be dancing with the Apes coming soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Zumba with the Apes is going to happen.
Yeah.
Apparently the monkeys like to dance.
Yes, they do. Yes. So we're planning that with them. So
like
stay tuned.
There's a spot
right in front of the chimps where you can dance and you move your hands. Oh, yes, they do
they
too.
Love it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
That's funny. Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's like we had talked about before the podcast, right? Like the community involvement, like just being a member of the community is huge. And obviously, you know, you growing up here is a big part of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. So what is, if someone is like looking for a fitness group, whether it's Zumba or whether it's like weightlifting or whatever you guys offer, or just something different, like what advice do you have for someone who's like, you know what, I need to do something to move and, you know, be healthier and stuff. What are some tips or whatever to kind of get started and find that group?
I would honestly say, don't wait. I know a lot of people are like, I need to be able to do X, Y, and Z before I can, you know, branch out and try something like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's why your tribe is there. You know, everybody's there to support each other and get better together. And we're very much a no judgment zone. So you can come in, feel good about the work you're doing while you're progressing and getting to where you want to be. So I would say no matter what you want to try, even if you're like, oh, I don't know if I fit in with that group. I don't know if I could do Zumba or I suck at dancing, you know, it's like, let those inhibitions kind of go and really get into it, you know, because once you're immersed in the session and it's, it really is cool.
There's
no turning back. Yeah, for sure. Come to the dark side.
Yes.
We have protein cookies. Yeah.
It's funny, like the group fitness thing it's become, I think, a lot more popular in the last, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, something like that. But my wife and I, we were a part of a group fitness for some years before we had kids. And it is like just having that camaraderie or those friendships there, like it just helps you get up and get moving. And make it to that workout on the days you don't really feel like doing it, you know?
Definitely. Yes. You know, when someone's going to text you later and they're like, hey, we missed you at class, like that. You're like, oh man, I'm not missing next week, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You want to see your friend who's in class as well. You know, it's like a big community.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part of it. It's cool. So what's the future for you guys? Like, what do you guys see, the business becoming and what are your goals for it?
I mean, we would love to expand and get bigger. You know, as our classes start to grow, we're already looking at maybe a bigger space to potentially move into in the near future. Mm-hmm. You know, our one-on-ones have been growing. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely getting to a place where we would like to get a bigger facility, you know, be able to accommodate more people. I have a group of athletes that train underneath me. They're going to be competing in the next coming months. So we're going to be doing, you know, bigger seminars, posing seminars with some of the bigger names in the bodybuilding world and, you know, just a lot of different things like that. So we want to grow and be able to expand those horizons, grow the dance. She's got a great EDM shuffle class that she wants to kind of expand and grow out. So we're looking for that market. And, you know, we just want to have the space to be able to do that. So we've got some big goals and as new opportunities arise, we're definitely going to, we're going to seize the day.
Yeah. Ready to go. I like it. It's like, what are your, what am I trying to say here? What is it like being partners? Like, you know, I know you guys talked about it, like you guys kind of just hit it off in the beginning, but, being partners together, like how has that been? And did you ever picture yourself being business owners as well?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I knew like I wasn't going to own a business definitely one day.
Yeah. 1,000%. Something you always wanted to do.
Yeah. 100%. And yeah, I mean, it's just like having a sister. So it's literally just like loving your sister and like we're patient and like understanding. Carly's so understanding and patient. So it's been good. It's just like sisterhood. That's how I can explain it. I'm so blessed to have Carly.
No, I would agree. I didn't always envision myself owning a business. I never really saw myself as a leader. But as I got older and certain things started to, you know, occur and I, you know, got put in management positions, I realized I did like to lead and that maybe I did want something bigger for myself aside from, you know, working for somebody and, you know, growing something for them, rather nurture something, you know, for myself with my partner. And there's been a lot of give and take, a lot of learning along the way. Yes. I mean, it's been, but that's so good, you know?
Yeah, because it feels good. Because now you're like, okay, cool. Now we know.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say out of all the people in the world to do this with, I'm very blessed to have Andrea.
Feeling the same way, 100%. Yes.
I think the learning, like those, like overcoming those challenges, right? Like once you learn that you can do that, right? You're almost unstoppable at that point, right?
Exactly.
Because it doesn't, that's part of business. Nobody has it really figured out, right? You're just constantly learning all along the way. You're trying new systems, trying new ways, trying, you know, leading people and, you know, making mistakes. But as long as you understand and learn that you can make those mistakes and still move forward, you know, you're set.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to ask you guys, I kind of ask everybody at the end of the podcast is if you're not in the gym, you're not, you know, just your downtime, like you're doing whatever you want to do. Where are you guys going? Like at a, you know, local restaurant, local park? What is it that you're going to go visit that's just for you?
Honestly, my go-to place my whole life here has been the Dunedin Causeway.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole life. In high school, after school, go to the Causeway, right?
Yeah.
With my husband, we were first dating. We're going to go to the Causeway. You know, we're going to go to the Tiki Hut, you know? Yeah. And even now with the kids, it's like, let's go. We're going to the Causeway, you know? So that's definitely my go-to spot. I love Dunedin. You know, it's close to Tarpon. Mm-hmm. You know, we even have built a bit of a following in Dunedin.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah. I would say downtown Dunedin, the Causeway, those are like my favorite places around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A great little spot to visit the causeway.
Totally.
Yeah. And you run, they have the trail there, right? So run, walk.
Absolutely.
Bike, whatever it is.
Get that fresh air, get that vitamin D, all of that good stuff. Yeah. Very grounding.
Yeah. Andrea, what about you? What's your go-to spot?
My go-to spot? Oh, I have a lot of go-to spots. I feel like I love
Yeah, you got to give us like the best restaurants. Like, what's your favorite?
Well, Fatty's Fish Shack is my ultimate favorite in Palm Harbor. That's like my go-to. I'm literally always there. Okay. So that will definitely be where I'm at. That place is really good.
Yeah.
It's actually new. It's a new place in Palm Harbor.
Yep.
And, or I'm just home with my grandma. I'm with my grandma like most of the time. Yeah. I love her. She's home with me. So, spend time with her and my dog and I like go everywhere. I'm like eat and like go to coffee shops. So I still like to do all that stuff. So I still like to market. I'm always out, you know, and about in Dunedin, love Dunedin. I created a little women's group there. So that into my, workout in, Weaver Parks.
Cool.
That's been super fun. So yeah, I love, I'm always on the go.
So with your background in like Eat Local Florida, and if anyone doesn't know that about that, just go check it out on Instagram.
Yes.
But like, you've been to a lot of the different restaurants and stuff around town. What's your favorite?
My favorite in Tarpon?
Halas.
Halas Bakery. Yeah. 100%. Halas is super good. In Tarpon, Halas Bakery. There's so many. In Dunedin, let's see, Bon Appetit is really good. Mm-hmm. Love Bon Appetit. Yeah. Love the atmosphere there.
On the water, right?
Yeah. Tampa, Eulalie, Columbia, and Casa Santo Sestefano. Those are my top three.
Okay.
In St. Pete, oh my goodness, there's Doc Ford's.
I love how she just has it all. Like,
she's going.
Whatever city. Yeah.
I have so many ones that I love. Park Shore. Stillwater Tavern. Yeah. So.
Crazy. Yeah. That's cool. We have so many good restaurants around here. I think that's like one of the things that
we
love about this area, right? Dunedin, Palm Harbor, Safety Harbor. It's got some really great food too.
Oh, Safety Harbor, the brine. Yes.
The brine.
The brine house. So good.
I've never heard of the brine house.
It has brunch. Oh my God. Yeah. Really good. You have to check it out. It's right where, you know, Safety Harbor Spa. It's right on that road. You just keep going and they expand it too.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a good spot to check out. Yeah. They have really good sangria.
Okay.
Pro tip.
The brine, all the insider tips. awesome, Carly, Andrea. I appreciate you guys' time today. Where can people find your gym and where are you guys located? And then social media. We'll link all that stuff below too as well.
Awesome. Perfect. Yes. Yeah, we're at 1972 South Pinellas Avenue. That's at the corner of Alt 19 and Klosterman Road in the Texaco Plaza. So we're between the gift shop and the florist.
Cool.
You'll see our banner out front. And we are on, you know, Facebook, The Athletic Society, and then Instagram.
The Athletic Society underscore.
Underscore.
Oh, that
one's taken. Yeah. Don't forget the underscore. Yes. But it's okay. It'll pop up, I feel like.
Just search it.
Yeah.
I know. I did the same thing. I have like a dot in the middle of mine or a period in the middle of mine. Right?
You got to get creative sometimes.
Yeah. It still comes up. You just search my name and it comes up. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Donnie.
And go check them out.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I really hope you got a ton of value out of today's episode. Now, if you're looking to connect with the guest or just get more information on the episode, then you can check the description below. I'll have all the links in the episode as well as a link back to my website. It's palmharborlocal.com where you can stay up to date on what's going on with the podcast and sign up there to join the locals. Let's get after it this week. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local. Thank you.